What's all the PMS with Coach G? It's positively motivating sisters with purpose, meaning, style. Are you ready for positive conversations inspiring you to your next level? Do you need motivation to get you growing? Are you a sister, woman, leader, boss, mom, wife, female, her, she? I think you know what I mean. Are you seeking purpose in your life? Do you know the meaning for which you stand? Do you know your style is your unique authenticator? If you answered yes to any one of these questions, this podcast is designed with you in mind, which embodies the whole you, mentally, emotionally, physically, financially, and spiritually. Sisters, we are on a journey in connecting you from where you are to your what's next with purpose, meaning, style, and it all starts with you. Hi, this is Coach G, your Chief PMS Cheerleader, motivating and empowering you to win in your personal and professional life, your connector, guiding you and bridging the gap from where you are to your what's next. I'm your leadership and growth coach, strategist, empowerment speaking, best-selling author, mom, wife, Christian, and I get to serve you in doing what I am passionate about, you. Sisters, we are on a journey for you living your life on purpose, for purpose, with purpose, meaning, style. Thank you. We are in episode 103, and I thank you as you continue to show up, listening, sharing, following, commenting, whether it is your first time listening or your 103rd time listening, whatever number that is, I just thank you as you consistently show up to empower not only in your own personal journey, but that to others, that we can grow through education, inspiration, and elevation. And you know what? Let me remind you, you can support this show with a monetary contribution as we continue to show up here, empowering you and other women on your personal and professional growth journey. Go to the show description, touch the link, support the show. And that speaks volume. And as you say, you stand in support of blessing this podcast so we can continue to grow through these conversations here in this space. Did I say we're in episode 103? I know I did. But what we're talking about is learning how to let go through adversity. That part of letting go is not always an easy feat, but it is something that we get an opportunity as we grow. So my question to you would be, what are things you need to let go of? You know, maybe your adversity is surrendering a new phase of life, allowing your child to grow in their own steps, embracing the loss of someone dear to you. We can go through that emotional adversity, the mental adversity, financial hardship, maybe a physical injury. But whatever that adversity is, there are, I'm going to say, growth strategies that we can shake off as we move forward, as we're letting go through the adversity. So I want to share five tips. And as I always share in the beginning, or when you listen in, I say it's not an all in all, but it's some things that you can actually implement. Maybe some things are reminders. Maybe it's the first time you hear it. Maybe it's time for you to actually take action and do that very thing so you can grow into your next. So my first tip is in that part of to shake off as you move forward in letting go through adversity is shift your focus. Focus on what you can control. You know, some situations we encounter are not ones that we can control, but in most cases we can. So we focus on what we can control. We can control how we approach the situation, how we look at it, how we view it, how we act towards it, you know, what our response is to it. But something that we can remember is tough times don't last forever. But we can have that time of when we shift our focus, it's reconnecting with your emotions. You know, set aside time to write it out. Often I talk about journaling, and if you've never tried it or if you journal, you know that it is really healing through that process. But set aside time, intentional time, to write it out. Maybe take 10 to 15 minutes. You may have to repeat it each day or for a few days, depending upon the situation. But focus on how you are feeling. How did it make you feel? And reframe the situation. So, take that time when you're writing and leaning into what motivates you. So that's kind of reframing it in a sense of, you know what? But this is what motivates me to move forward. And, because so often, research shows that people who spend time writing about a difficult event had better health and less depression. So, at first writing, it may be an upsetting experience, it may be painful, but over time it can help you get past the upset. And in some situations, it may be one that you warrant that you have to seek counsel for. But you have to know what that situation stands for you. And then that next one is just help others. Yes, in that part of letting go through adversity, we get ready to shake it off. That word shake is help others. Because when we do that, you actually can regain a sense of control as well as find purpose in your life. In fact, giving support can be just as beneficial as receiving support. I want to share, and maybe I have, during an experience where I was faced with heavy, health and physical challenges, I found that part of helping others is when I'm going to say that's when Sister T Talk was birthed. I talk about that, and it was during COVID. I believe we were all going through some phase of adversity during COVID. But in that point, I thought, how can I help someone, and seeing that that situation was bigger than me. So reaching out to a community that I could help. Whether that was us coming together to share and talk about situations and content, but it was also beneficial for me. It was me reaching out as well as them reaching back to me. But maybe what that means for you is volunteering, helping others in your neighborhood, donating to charity, but finding a way that you can help someone else. And then another one is ask for help. Okay, yes, we help others, but sometimes we have to ask for help and having the right people around you. So maybe that means talking to a trusted friend, connecting with your family and friends, because it's not about them giving you answers, but having others you can lean on to draw strength. Listening to you without judgment. It's often that human connection that allows us the space to release. And then that other one is keep yourself in check. Yes, when we're going through the adversity, you know what? We have to keep ourselves in check. And that, whether that be in a state of emotional, physical, or mental exhaustion, that often can lead us to that burnout or lack of motivation, stress, depression, and even impact your health. So that part of it, you investing in checking in or checking up on your whole being is all worth it. So you ask yourself, where are you spiritually? Where are you physically, emotionally, mentally, and socially? All those parts of your whole being. Check in with yourself in those areas. Keeping yourself in check can involve examining your mental bank. Where is it? Is it positive? Are you negative in that mental bank? Utilizing relaxing techniques. Maybe just stopping and taking time to stop and breathe, or taking that white space for yourself, or taking a break, step outside, finding what helps you relax, investing in your self-care. We talk about that over and over and over, but that's how important that part of investing in and keeping yourself in check is important. Having an accountability partner. Who's that someone that you can say, I am targeting to take 10 minutes a day to myself, away from social media, unplugging, and then you sharing that to say, make sure that, and check in on me and make sure that I do that. But having an accountability partner and then taking an inventory of your dashboard, yes, your attitude and behavior, because often when we go through that adversity, it can show on our faces, in our reactions. And but that's your dashboard. What are you displaying? So ask yourself that and just keep yourself in check. Going back to that, shifting your focus and writing through your journal and beginning to reframe your thoughts and talk about and think about and write about those things that motivate you. And then one of the last ones is just embrace what is new. Letting go and embracing what's new opens you to dream bigger and reach higher. So it's accepting that there are better options and outcomes before you. So I just want you to remember, as we navigate on this journey of life, as you navigating your professional, your personal endeavors, that there are those strategies or tips that we can implement as we go through adversity, because you know what, we're going to have challenges, and we talk about that often. But I would like to close with Maya Angelou's "Still I Rise" poem. It is not mine. I'm not taking credit, but I want you to hear it from her words, as we celebrate Women's History Month, to remind you to persevere and let go in face of the adversity and rise in the beauty of who you are, our history, the history you're making, and the impact you get to make today as we move into each new day.
You may write me down in history with your bitter, twisted lies. You may trod me in the very dirt, but still, like dust, I'll rise. Does my sassiness upset you? Why are you beset with gloom? Just because I walk as if I have oil wells pumping in my living room. Just like moons and like suns with the certainty of tides. Just like hope springing high, still I rise. Did you want to see me broken, bowed head and lowered eyes, shoulders falling down like teardrops, weakened by my soulful cries? Does my sassiness upset you? Don't take it so hard just because I laugh, as if I have gold mines digging in my own backyard. You can shoot me with your words. You can cut me with your lies. You can kill me with your hatefulness. But just like life, I'll rise. Does my sexiness offend you? Oh. Does it come as a surprise that I dance? As if I have diamonds at the meeting of my thighs. Out of the huts of history's shame, I rise. Up from a past rooted in pain, I rise. A black ocean leaping and wide, welling and swelling and bearing in the tide. Leaving behind nights of terror and fear, I rise. Into a daybreak miraculously clear, I rise. Bringing the gifts that my ancestors gave, I am the hope and the dream of the slave. And so, wow. There I go.
And as she says, still I rise. I invite you to rise to new levels, embrace something new with Queen's Court Society School of Growth membership, where you can shift your focus, help others, ask for help, keep yourself in check and accountable, and embrace something new by owning your brilliance, braveness, and branding to new levels. That's Queen's Court Society, which is a program designed for you to develop in your personal development and growth. Yes, you've accomplished many things. Yes, we're going to face obstacles, but it's a way for you to connect to where you are, to your what's next, with a deeper sense of purpose and intention, knowing that there is more to learn and grow and elevate and evolve in your life, in your business, in your career, and help you develop those strategies for your personal improvement as you're reaching those levels of success in every area of your life. All you have to do is go to the show description, touch the link, Queen's Court Society School of Growth membership, and you know what? Be a part of this growing community where you have that support and you can ask for that help. Maybe you need to take a even deep diver in one-on-one signature coaching. So you can also go to the show description. I would love to partner with you as your accountability partner, connecting you from where you are to your what's next, empowering you to win in your life and business on purpose, for purpose, with purpose, meaning style. So go ahead, take the next step, or go to the website, gstylecoaching.com, touch the contact tab, and you know what? Let's work together. Let's grow together. And thank you as you continue to share the love with other sisters or group, you know, because that's you blessing this podcast. That's you helping us reach more. And you know what? Have a greater impact, because your voice matters. And so I invite you, as you continue to share your comments, make sure that you have subscribed, make sure you're following, so we can stay connected to all the episodes and so much more, and to those other opportunities that are offered. So please rate the podcast again, because it increases our visibility and reach. And I want to thank you in advance for your support of this show. And in saying all of this, until next time, sisters, let's keep growing, because it all starts with you.